Senator Thad Cochran, Republican from Mississippi, will become the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee. He replaces Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. He's moving over to the Senate Rules Committee. Cochran had reached his limit of service on the Senate Appropriations Committee and agreed to serve on agriculture. This is good news for southern crops that need an understanding in the Senate side, and the southeastern crops are just not like the corn, soybean, wheat base that is in the southwest. Mississippi has become a major player also in peanut production. They planted about 45,000 acres and produced almost 100,000 tons this year. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Minnesota, a Democrat, she will remain chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. Representative Frank Lucas, Republican from Oklahoma, was reelected chairman of the Ag Appropriations Committee, so he'll continue for another term. The farm bill that was extended 9 months has some changes in it that has just been revealed. They said, the official said today, there is one exception in that the payment acres for base acres for purposes of determining direct payments for peanuts will be computed at 82.5% of the base rather than the normal 85% of base acres. Direct payments are $36 for peanuts. That usually occurs in October. The countercyclical payment may come back into play this year as the price of peanuts is going down. $495 minus the $36, if they average less than $459 per ton during the season, they would get a countercyclical payment the next year. Heavy supplies could push the prices lower than $459. We've also confirmed that runner contracts have now been, some farmers are receiving from the loan $30 per ton, and in some other areas $50 per ton above the $355 loan or $405. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.